So this is Parami, sitting in the lounge of the men's community with two of the people attending the public preceptors meeting. So I've got Dharmadina, who's just drinking a cup of tea, and Mokshananda. So would you like to just say hello, guys, and then I'll say a bit more about who you are?
Hello.
Hello.
So we've had 2 days here already at the college meeting. In fact, the women's kula have had 3 days, and the men have been meeting in their kulas. So, Dhammadina, what? Maybe you could just say a little bit about what a kula is in this context. I said something earlier today, but maybe you could just, for this boo, say a wee bit.
I can't remember when we divided into kulas, probably when the college expanded many years ago. So it's a smaller working group, I guess, with shared responsibility. So the women meet in one kula, and we talk about ordinations, Akashavana, Tirunaloka, things that are kind of pertinent to us, as well as meeting in the larger group.
So, would you say then that some things are we do in those smaller kulas, but the college does come together as a mixed group, men and women working together?
Oh yeah, definitely. In fact, we probably spend more time together in a big mixed group than we do in our kulas,
Okay, Mokshananda, you've come over to Adistana from Spain, where you're based. Do you want to say a little bit about who you are?
Well, I live in Valencia. I've been living for quite a long time. I live there with my family, and I'm sort of responsible for the men's ordination process in the Spanish-speaking world. So in Spain, and with the guys, working with the guys out in Mexico, and in Venezuela. Just had three more men ask for ordination in Venezuela, which is exciting.
Great. I'll come back and ask you a bit more about that. And in fact, I've been asked to do a little bit of the interview with you in Spanish,
Yeah,
so we
okay.
can do something at the end. But Dhammadina, I realise that because I know you so well, I think everybody knows you really well. So maybe you could just say a wee bit about where you're based and your
Yeah,
background.
I'm based, I live close to the London Buddhist Centre, and I live in a large women's community in Approach Road. So there's 12 of us living together, seven order members, five mitras who've all asked for ordination. And our age range is from 28 to 68. So it's a
Good.
great community.
That's
We are
great.
fantastic.
So if you live in London, because a lot of the people listening to this probably don't know much about how the college works. So if you live in London, does that mean that you only work with people in London in terms of ordinations, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do many ordinations these days because I've been a college member for a long time and I've done a lot of ordinations. So I mainly work with private preceptor training on retreats and locally. I meet with private preceptors and I come to college meetings and do background work for the college. You know, more administrative things, you know, paperwork and stuff.
So you say you've been a public preceptor for a long time. How long have you been a
Since
public preceptor?
March 1998.
Oh my goodness, that is quite a long time, isn't
Well,
it?
not as long as some.
And do you still enjoy it?
Being a college member?
Yeah.
I do. I like coming to college meetings.
What do you like about it?
I like the diversity of people. I like the people. I don't always enjoy meetings, but I'm happy to, you know, participate, and we have some good discussions. Walks and talks, one-on-ones, old friends.
This morning, Vidyatara interviewed me a bit about the back, just the general thing about the college, and she was saying to me, "Oh, you've all known each other for a long time." I mean, that having for you having been in the college longer than, say, Mokshananda or I, you know, some of those people you must have known for ages.
The other people in the college?
Yeah.
40+ years.
And that's quite something.
It is quite something,
yeah.
And there's very strong friendships that go back a long way.
Do you think that's an important feature of the college, or is that incidental, do you think?
No, I think that's an important feature, that you know people really well, you've worked with them in all kinds of different ways, and then we come together, and I don't think we do have a common voice That was what we were asked last night, wasn't it? But I think we do have a common vision. Well, I would hope so. I mean, I guess we all serve Bounty's vision of the Order and want the Order to grow and want it to be a force for good in the world.
Mm. So you'd say there's a common hope for that, but people maybe have different ways of going about that?
Different temperaments.
So Mokshananda, you live in Spain, and you've lived there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But you have strong bonds with some of the people in the college as well.
Yeah, very strong, definitely. No, for me, the college is definitely, you know, it's an experience of Kalyana Mitrata, very, very important for me. So, I mean, we just, you know, we're spending a couple of days in our coolers at the moment, and that's a very, very strong experience for me of spiritual community.
Mm-hmm.
And spiritual friendship, people with whom, you know, I share my Dharma practice, and including, you know, being a public preceptor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm able to share things with them because they are, you know, public preceptors in a way that it's, well, in a special way, and you know, how things are going, but also. You know, in our Kula, for example, we just started off talking about our work as public preceptors and, you know, how we are experiencing that. And it's very important, certainly for me, and I think for all of us, to be able to do that. So I think, the sense of the college as a community or as a Kula or as a, you know, is essential, you know, and... Because it's in a way, you know, we're doing what we're trying to help other people participate in, which is spiritual community.
Well, it's important that it's people from different parts of the globe. You know, so Karuna Devi comes from America when she can, maybe once a year, with Indian Dhamma Charis, Australasians when they can. So that's very, very important. It's not just Eurocentric, although probably most of us live and work in Europe.
So maybe for both of you, you know, sometimes people say to me, oh gosh, it must be a big responsibility being a public preceptor. You know, does it feel onerous? Does it feel joyful? You know, I mean, what does it feel like for you personally to be a public preceptor, Dhammadena?
Well, I'm not doing ordinations much anymore. Well, I may do a public ordination soon, and that will be great. So there's something wonderful about actually ordaining people into the order that is very joyous. But doing whatever I can to help that process for other public preceptors, you know, communication with them and working with Mitras back at the centre and other private preceptors, I think it's a wonderful thing to be doing to enable our order to grow and expand. Fantastic.
What about you, Mokshananda? I mean, you're, if I may say so, because I know you well, quite well, I know both of you rather well, I think people often think of you as quite a free spirit, Mokshananda. You know, you name Moksha, the bliss of freedom. So for you, you know, does that feel like that, you know, how does that come together, being a bit of a free spirit, a Mokshananda, and being part of a college of public preceptors?
Personally, I just have to keep alive, you know, being a public preceptor comes out of, you know, primarily being a Dharmachari. Everything that, you know, the spirit of that, which is, you know, the taste of the Dharma, the taste of freedom. So I have to work at that because for me, being a public preceptor is an expression of that and is an expression of the Dharma and being a Dharmachari. But it's also got an institutional responsibility. So I have to work at making sure that the institutional responsibility comes from that sense of primarily being a Dharma practitioner. So, you know, as a public preceptor, I'm primarily an order member.
Mm.
And it's just a particular expression for me of being an order member.
Mm. Do you feel it augments your what you might think of as a more personal practice?
I feel that I have to maintain integrity with what being a public preceptor involves. So, you know, I'm witnessing people's going for refuge, but also their participation in the audit. So I have to make sure that my own practice is, you know, personal practice and practice of being an audit member is alive and meaningful and and significant and joyous and free.
Great. And do you, Dharmadina, feel there's a, you know, being a public preceptor, is that part of your general personal practice? Do they feel separate? Do they feel like the same thing?
It doesn't feel separate. I guess it's been part of my life for quite a long time, since 1998. And I think when I became a public preceptor, there weren't very many public preceptors, so it was... It did feel like a big shift in responsibility. I didn't know it was going to happen. So a shift in responsibility, but that seemed to mean to me a shift in consciousness. It just felt like I really had to expand and grow and draw on quite deep reserves to meet that. And what I want to serve, I guess I want to serve that is which I would do. And in some ways I'd always done that as an order member, so I guess it grew out of my life as an order member, which also involves personal practice and friendships and having fun. And
great. Yeah, having fun. Now, having fun sounds good, So what's been the best part of today for you?
I think the last 3 days of the Women's Kula meetings, we've had some very exciting discussions, which I can't really say. We haven't come to the end of those decision-making processes, but we've had some very exciting, radical discussions, quite free, quite open, quite risk-taking, I guess, in terms of
what
we might do or not do in the future. So I have found that very exhilarating. Well, that's been fantastic, actually. And that being us being in the Kula, although we've had, you know, we've talked things through quite thoroughly, we've also had a kind of a combined sense of wanting to change things in some way, do things differently, take risks. It's been very exhilarating.
Great. And Mokshananda, best bit of your day today?
I think there's a couple of things, actually. One was the opportunity to talk quite fully about the Spanish-speaking ordination process and how that's going. I really appreciated being able to do that. And I think the other thing is, well, two things that go together. One is exploring the importance of the connection between us and keeping that alive. But then that in relation to how we can... or best serve the needs of the order, in a way, and how we can make ourselves more visible to the rest of the order and the movement, you know, as a college, as public preceptors, and how we can, help the order to keep alive our lineage that comes through Bante. So it was just very stimulating conversation and a real sense of sort of we're all men in the Kula, so brotherhood, you know. And
but came to our Kula.
I did go to your Kula pub now, didn't I? Love of, you know, the order and fellow order members and Bante, and just really wanting to make all this as, you know, great, as alive as possible.
Great. And this evening we're going to be doing the bodhicitta practice together. So that's nice. That would be a really good way to end the day.
It's great to do things in the shrine together. Sometimes I think our business kind of seeps over into the evenings and we have more discussion. But I think we decided in the morning we would, not every evening, but we would have quite a lot of time in the shrine in the evenings, as well as in the mornings, of course.
I should also just add that having breakfast with Parami this morning was
the highlight of your day.
It was in what was the name of the cafe?
Oh, the Cornwall Coffee Lounge.
Yeah, I had scrambled eggs on toast for the first time in about 10 years, probably.
Free range eggs. He gets from a local farm. Great, thanks very much, both of you. What I'm going to do is finish this and then Mokshananda, I'm going to maybe just get you to say a few things in Spanish so that our friends in the Spanish-speaking world can listen as well.
Muy bien.
So thank you very much, Dharmadina, Mokshananda.
You're welcome.
And till tomorrow.